fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
You're listening to the other side of the news. This is Bob Petrakis here in the studio with Dan Dugan.
I be the other guy on WGRN. Happy to announce that we're holding a benefit at the world-famous Dick's Den. Why not, as the sign says, somewhere around the 2400 block of High Street. I know that because I used to have a little shop across the street. But on Monday, April 22nd, which is the actual Earth Day, we will be holding a benefit. It starts around 6. Recommended $10 donation, which will get you some food. You'll see great entertainment. Elizabeth Boland will be playing. Connie Harris, Victoria Parks, and yours truly. We're going to take a whack. Me and my band are going to take a whack at the theme song, War Pigs. So there you go. I want to make sure you guys know that WGRN needs your support. And that benefit, again, on 422 at Dick's Den. All right, then.
Now, here's the key question.
Yes, sir.
How did Dick's Den become one of the last bars standing?
There's lots of bars standing.
Well, how far back do they go?
For being as long as they've been, quite a while. I really don't know how long it's been Dick's, but it's been the jazz hole in town for such a long time. And so when people ask me where there's good jazz.
Is it because they carved out that little niche there?
I point to Dick's. They fit right into the neighborhood. They had lots of regulars during the day and lots of good music at night. And, again, we'll have some. So come on down and, the Monday pool players, don't worry. You won't be charged. You'll be allowed to go to the pool table. And Connie said she'd feed them, too. So anyway, let's get into some current events, sir. There is no vice squad in the city of Columbus.
Well, that's good because there's no vice in the city of Columbus.
Really? That's good to know.
Maybe a small amount of vice.
But as a result of their mix-up with Ms. Stormy Daniels and the really important one with Mitchell, who has been accused of all kinds of nastiness,
forcing women to have sex with him,
including the death of Ms. Castleberry. Would you like to go over some details of that, Bob, to remind us? Officer Mitchell had Ms. Castleberry in his car, and
right now he was investigated by the FBI, who said he was forcing women to have sex with him.
Some of them were sex workers, yes. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, it seems like with Castleberry, it fits perfect, right? He pulls up to a building where she can't open the door. Mm. He's so close to the building. She's in a police cruiser. And then, you know, he fires 8 shots or so, and at least 3 of them hit her and kill her. And he says, well, you know, she was trying to stab me.
Right.
So maybe, you know, and if that's true, we'll see. There should be footage on the dash cam from the car. So that will be telling when that's released.
Right.
Or maybe she was trying to stab you with a small object because you were trying to rape her.
That could have been.
Which would not justify
or perhaps extort
his excessive use of force.
Right.
Right, and the family has said that she worked for him, involved in ripping off, people with drug supplies.
Uh-huh.
He owned various apartment buildings.
And the FBI's been in town checking out this and investigating the Columbus Police Department.
And one of the logical things they did is they did away with the vice squad.
There you go.
Because in part, this is an old-fashioned vice squad, the kind that went undercover and engaged in sex for the good of the people in Columbus. Going to take one for the team. Yes, I'll have oral sex for the good of Columbus, Ohio. And that
what brave men they are, or
vice
officers.
Activity, has long led to corruption. remember the most famous case, New York Serpico, movie about it as well as a book. But
sure.
The thing you got from reading the book Serpico, really based on an actual Vice Squad officer, is the reason you got put on Vice in New York was to shake people down, prostitutes down, pimps down, and to get sex. Is that everyone knew that was like a big promotion.
Ah,
you went on Vice because you were corrupt.
Right. Yeah. There you go. So you're moving on up, and they put you out on the streets and let you pretty much do what you want, I guess. So anyway, you no longer have the Vice Squad in the town of Columbus. And so I would think that's good news to some extent, particularly with all the kind of nonsense.
Probably half the vice in the city was being perpetrated by the Vice Squad itself.
Oh, yeah, they were named right. So meanwhile, in the state of Ohio, there's an interesting Senate bill you wanted to discuss involving cybersecurity and a state militia to keep an eye on our votes, is it?
Yeah, House Bill 52 in the Senate. Which they've looked at, had three readings and committee hearings on it, really seems that the government is afraid of our elections being hacked.
Imagine that, in the state of Ohio.
So they're actually
next
integrating.
Next you're going to tell me this happened already in 2004 or something.
Well, that was just an old-fashioned backdoor, right? You simply hire private consultants and outsource your vote count to Chattanooga, Tennessee. And then your computers go down and they bring in the fake numbers. That was the in this one, there's all sorts of fears of outsiders, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Russians, God knows
Russians
who.
Russians from the troll farms.
Yeah, I'm far more afraid of the insiders that work for the companies than I am the Russians. Not that the Russians, don't want to indulge in and rig our elections, but again, payback for us stealing the 96 election for Boris Yeltsin, arranging that $10.5 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund so he'd have enough money to bribe virtually everyone that mattered in Russia, even though his popularity approval rating was about 2%.
Yeah, there you go. But so the bottom line is this. There's a woman that's a senator, an Ohio State senator, who's initiated the Senate Bill number 52.
And this will involve integrating election protection with the Ohio militia, the National Guard.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
So we're going to have to look. We're going to have to look at this one closely.
Yes. All right. Well, obviously you will, as I think most people know, Dr. Bob Fitrakis' name from, the muckraking in finding out the truth behind a lot of our elections in the modern age, because we have to do it by computer. We can't have a paper trail. Well, of course we can, but That's the way it's been coming.
Well, Ohio and part of Franklin County and other areas are moving to machine-marked ballots, MMRs. And again, the machine it's a touchscreen, is marking your ballot for you. And again, why can't you mark your own ballot? We prefer the ballot imaging where it records and makes a copy of the ballot you have marked. Not one that was marked for you by a machine because you pushed the button.
Okay, then. Well, we'll see what comes of that. In the meantime, we're going to look at what has gone on in New Zealand since the awful tragedy, the massacre in the mosques in New Zealand. Somehow, before even all the funerals have occurred, the nation has enacted a ban on semi-automatic military assault rifles. Isn't that incredible that people can do that in the modern world, but not here in the U.S.? Nothing of the sort.
Yeah, and this is
the Second Amendment.
Comparatively, it's good for comparative politics to see how a country, when a majority of people want something done, can vote it in. That is a parliamentary system.
Right.
Is that the majority party was in power, They said we're going to ban these military-style assault rifles.
Even the opposition party backed the prime minister on that. So, yeah, I'm with you.
But in the United States, right, here's the contrast. You know, we've had Columbine,
et cetera, Sandy Hook, et cetera. Yeah.
But in those cases, you get people in the U.S. We can't even do the smallest part. Even where the Dems and Republicans agree, and a majority of the people in the NRA agree that, look, no one should be selling guns with no background check in the, parking lot of Myers or other stores, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everyone agrees you shouldn't be selling guns that way. Everyone agrees that people with massive cognitive mental illnesses on psychotropic drugs that right. make them prone to violence, you know, incredibly unstable, mentally ill people
yeah.
shouldn't be buying rifles.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't even integrate it. There's no money. It's blocked by, certain people in the gun lobby. And we can't get that passed.
Right.
So people that aren't allowed to have guns, we can't even integrate their medical records because of massive disabilities to keep them from having these weapons. And people that, you know, have restraining orders against them, people that beat their significant others and aren't allowed to have weapons, we can't integrate that into the computer system. So on the smallest level in the United States, we can't get anything done even when people agree that it's wrong to have mentally ills, felons openly buying weapons, and people that abuse and beat their spouses with weapons
well. And yet somehow New Zealand is able to put out a ban on all semi-automatic military assault weapons. Yes, within a few days of the tragedy that happened there. And on we go. So who knows? Another Las Vegas looms out there. It's a scary time. But you know, we have to keep our heads and keep informed and keep fighting the good fight, right?
And again, see if we can't push Congress to do some basic things
mm-hmm.
like keep the people we know. A universal background check. You should not be allowed to sell a gun in this country without the person being checked to see if he's mentally unstable and prohibited from carrying a gun, to see if he's a domestic abuser, or to see if they're a felon illegally selling the guns that they're not entitled to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just do that minimum in this country?
That's the question. Right.
They can do it other places. I mean, the great fear in this country are these crazy, white guys on psychotropic drugs that think they have to kill people of color and liberals. And you're listening to WCRS 92.7 and 98.3 and WGRN, the Green Renaissance, Mr. Dugan.
We are grinning for the Green Renaissance indeed, and we're carrying on here on 94.1. And we're also wondering why Boeing, with unsafe planes, has been allowed to be so cozy with the FAA and the FBI.
That's what we call a captured agency. It's an interesting term where you set up an agency to ensure safety for, people that fly airplanes. And then the agency is captured and controlled, usually to maximize profit.
Of course.
By this case, Boeing. So Boeing, which may be destroying the stock value of its own company. So you put in, you had a new version of a plane, and you put in some override, stall control software, and you don't want to spend the time because you want to save a few bucks, $1,000 here and there. So you don't train them how to override the new software that stalls a plane and you don't give them any advanced training. You say, do it on your iPad, do it on your tablet, because you want to save, a few thousand dollars here and there, and then you kill people.
Right.
This is, we've seen this before, the incredible exploding Pinto. It's like, hi, we want a little bit bigger truck, so we're going to allow, if you run into it at 10 miles an hour, it's going to blow the hell up. But we've seen this over and over again. And it's so
in a variety of industries. As a matter of fact, Tim Chavez, who's our current engineer here, pointed out an article from the Reporter that the nuclear industry wants less regulation. So, of course, they'll be
heard. Yeah, well, they'd like to self-regulate.
Yes, exactly. And that's what keeps happening. And that's what you're saying about captured agency.
Yeah, because the agency is set up to regulate, and then the people they're supposed to regulate capture them.
Yeah.
And then they become,
move right in.
It's like, hi, we're your bitch, whatever you want. Sure, you don't need training on this brand new state-of-the-art plane with never-before-used software. Yeah, you'll learn to fly it. Yeah, a little trial and error. Well, we've seen the trials and two errors.
Yeah, indeed. And so we'll see what happens from that. Again, there's supposed to be investigations into this, and they have been banned for now.
But notice the tremendous resistance. Oh, it's not us. There's nothing in common. And then a report that the day before, a Max Liner almost went down, had the guy, an extra pilot, not been in there, who knew what to do, there would have been a third crash.
Right, right.
So, again, they're talking about this software update. Why wasn't it updated a long time prior to this before people were allowed to fly?
Right. Well, they had to get those planes right on out there.
They did maximize business profit.
That's why the
Boeing, but to the airlines themselves.
And that's why the coal companies can capture the EPA as well. So, on it goes. But, of course...
Or the fracking industry.
Absolutely. And that brings to mind this thing about climate change that some people don't believe in. We've got unbelievable floods in the Midwest of the United States again. The African cyclone, they say that there's basically the ocean is now in the middle of the Mozambique. Yeah, it just goes on and on. So how do we reach these people with such goals that they have to make their money and the rest of us can just go take a hike, right?
But a lot of people are losing money. The fossil fuel industry is making its money, but what about the insurance companies and the reinsurance companies? What happens
the reinsurance.
When? Yeah,
the
insurance companies that insure the insurance companies.
I see.
Known as reinsurance.
Reinsurance.
Particularly Re Swiss, Re Munich.
Uh-huh.
They were warning about this happening in the early 1990s. They were saying two of the best scientific sources for climate change and its dire consequences is the U.S. Pentagon's Office of Risk Assessment that says that climate change is more of a threat than terrorism. It's
right.
The number one threat to U.S. security.
Right.
Good thing that Mr. Trump doesn't believe his own scientists in the Pentagon.
No, why should he?
But he does believe in calling on the Pentagon with bikers and police
to
go round up some liberals, rough them up.
And
rock him up.
Right now, he's clearly being sidetracked and distracted
like
and haunted by McCain's ghost.
Yes.
It seems almost Shakespearean, as a matter of fact.
In the sense of he's like the crazy Orange King Lear.
Yes.
I can just see that hair flowing, raving about McCain.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'd have served in Vietnam, I wouldn't have been captured. Well, you didn't serve in Vietnam. You're a draft dodger. So get off the subject. Come on, for God's sake.
And yet he continues
to... If I would have served, I would have kicked butt.
He continues to
dig up... assaulting women.
Dig up McCain's ghost. It's unbelievable. And there are a lot of Republicans out there that are pretty darn ticked off about
it. I gave him the funeral he asked for.
And one Republican out there...
Did he thank me?
No. See? and he was in control. Yeah, he didn't get any thanks, but he's all right with that.
I paused and pretended like I was being respectful, as you recall.
And in the meantime, he's also picked a fight with a Republican who's a Kellyanne con artist's husband. The husband from hell, as Donald has called him. Of course, he's the husband from heaven, I guess. Yes, indeed. Just ask his ex-wives or his current wife, whose name he can't even spell. But in the meantime, the husband from hell posted mental issue known as narcissism, the mental condition.
Diagnostical Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders.
Yes.
I think he hit this one on the head.
I think so, too. Yeah. So, he continues to find people to have amazing arguments with, alive or
dead. That's because a lot of them are jealous, and many of them, you know, are jealous because he's done so well with the first member.
And yes. In the meantime, Kellyanne of Alternative Truths is siding with Trump against her husband, it seems. But more, of course, will be revealed.
I love it when, you know, Scotty McClellan, when you get the, you know, even George Stephanopoulos, when you get to read the books from these PR people. So I can't wait to read Kellyanne's when she leaves the office.
Yeah, indeed. You know that's going to be out. And in the meantime, speaking of coming out and something to read.
Hell, I want to read her husband's book.
Well, and we.
Although it's kind of obvious, it's like, does he have to convince anyone that Trump's suffering from narcissism?
He has to convince Trump, for one thing. But, you know, that's going to be a hard sell. In the meantime.
But what about McCain?
Well, what about the Mueller report, Bob? And it's something we all want to read.
Did Mueller go after McCain?
Well, we'll see. Do you think the report will come out on a Friday afternoon or a Monday morning, giving us plenty of time during the week to hash over it? And what's your take on that?
I'm leaning more towards the weekend to let people to absorb it. And he also doesn't want to be perceived as being biased. So if he releases it in a down cycle, could be both good and bad.
Right.
Gives us
these days it's hard to tell. You might think it's going to be a down cycle and then.
Well, we'll have to wait and read Donald Trump's tweet.
Yeah.
To see whether it was fair. And I'm thinking if any day he releases it on is going to be unfair to Trump. I was glad to see that Donald Trump said that the public should be able to, read the report.
Yeah, reading. That's something.
Well, don't read anything scientific on climate change.
No. And I do believe, though, that a lot of our listeners will be tuned in when that finally does happen.
And so will a lot of bikers and police and the military who ought to be out there kicking the butts of liberals.
But again, I think you mentioned last week, and I hope this is true, that the military will stay with the people, unlike Venezuela. Well, actually, the military has stayed with the people in Venezuela,
right,
although
no,
there
we
are
have
some
a long,
guys crossing the border.
Trump must have missed this. We've had a long stand, at least since the Civil War, the military has been loyal to the U.S. government, that we've established certain principles, civilian rule, and if you've sworn this isn't Hitler. This isn't like... Okay.
I see him as more like a Mussolini.
Let us kill the SD. Let us kill your brown shirts, some who are gay. In exchange for that, we'll swear an oath to you and say, Heil Hitler. This isn't that. The oath of the military and the police is to the U.S. Constitution,
right,
against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I can think of no greater enemy at this point in history than, you know, the Orange King Lear.
Can the military handle the bikers and the truck drivers? I hope we don't find out.
Yeah, they'll cut a deal. Yeah. You let the bikers go on and run their meth, they'll be fine.
Is that what it is? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm hardly thinking, why you turn to the bikers?
You're hardly thinking?
Why do you have a group associated with human traffic, strip clubs, and cooking meth as to save America?
Bikers did a great job for the Rolling Stones, didn't they? You know,
oh, they
maybe,
sure
maybe
did.
Trump should call up Mick Jagger.
Give
and
me
ask
shelter.
Him. Yes, indeed. Hey, are we going to, with 2 minutes left, are we going to talk about Brexit? That's my little pet topic that we never seem to get to. But nothing's happened.
If Brexit passes, they'll extend it. So that was the weirdest report today from the European Union. They're going to give them more time.
More time, yeah.
Not just the end of the month. They
did agree.
If they pass it.
If they pass it,
they
get more time.
If they pass Theresa May's Brexit program, whatever.
Right, whatever it may be.
They turned it down twice.
Right, exactly. If they pass it, they get more time. Fabulous. Well, we have a little bit more time on the air, so we will once again.
And then Scotland may bail the hell out because they want to stay in the European Union.
And Ireland has to figure out their border again.
Well, we know the Scottish and Irish policy. How can we tweak the Brits?
I don't know, but in the meantime, we want to remind people as the show wraps up that there is a benefit for WGRN at Dick's Den on the 22nd of April, starting about 6. And if you have comments, email at WGRN.org or just talk to Bob or I at the next salon. There you go.
Or if you believe that Donald Trump is a lot tougher than John McCain, and if he wasn't a draft dodger, if he wasn't rigging the result, he would have kicked some butt in Vietnam. Thank you, Mr. Dugan.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. It's always fun doing
and
the other
right,
side of news.
King Lear, right?
Cheers.
For if treason prosper, none dare call it treason. Shakespeare. Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.